Mary Maley was on day 5 of what she was expecting to be a 20-day trip. She pulled her kayak ashore about 22 miles southeast of Wrangell to eat lunch and take a hike.
And as I was eating lunch, I heard something outside, and I went outside, and the bear was eating my kayak, so I immediately tried to make loud noises.
When that didn't work, Maley grabbed her bear spray and her camera, which is where the video begins.
Thank you for leaving my kayak alone! I'm going to pepper spray you in the face! That's what I'm going to do to you!
Maley thought she might email the video to the manufacturer of the kayak, Delta, for some sympathy. But the video was too big, so using the wireless internet at the Wrangell Library, she uploaded the video to YouTube and shared the link on her Facebook. Although she is never visible in the video, her voice throughout it makes it memorable.
You're breaking my kayak! Why are you doing that? Why are you breaking my kayak? Why are you breaking my kayak? What am I
mean,
do?
I'm not deaf, so I realize it's pretty funny to listen to.
Why are you doing that? Bear, please stop! Please stop, Bear! It's the end of September! Why are you here? You're supposed to be asleep! Why are you here? Oh!
Maley says when she's stressed, her pitch goes up. In regard to sounding like she was trying to reason with a bear, she says she was trying to talk loudly so the bear might leave. She does have some professional experience being loud.
I'm kind of famous as a tour guide for being sort of loud, yelling over engines, and having the ability to do that when I'm on tour. And then, of course, this past summer, I was Little Nell in The Fish Pirate's Daughter, that the Ketchikan production, and that's her whole stick, is that she's really high-pitched and ridiculous, and I was obviously perfect for that character.
Maley, talking from her family home in West Virginia, has remained lighthearted about the whole experience, despite some astonishing online comments.
It's crazy to read that somebody wishes a bear would have eaten you. And for me to, like, read that and just be like, what in the world? Like, try to put myself in the place of that person and try to understand their daily lives would be like, that they're capable of saying that to an anonymous stranger on the internet. Who just had something really bad happen to her.
She has also received support, including that of a friend who set up a campaign and raised over $1,000 for repairs. Sadly, she says it's not enough to replace the kayak valued around 4 times that amount. Besides losing an expensive piece of sporting equipment, Maley says the biggest disappointment was not seeing the LeConte Glacier or paddling around the Stikine River because her trip was cut short.
The trip itself was an exploration of the beautiful landscape that drew me there initially, but the reaction from the people of Wrangell and the people of Ketchikan is really why I choose to stay there and come back year after year.
After arriving in Wrangell, Maley was offered a couch to sleep on and a workspace to repair her kayak. She was able to patch the gashes, but won't be relying on it for more than a day trip. Maley will spend the winter mushing dogs in Wyoming and be back in Ketchikan next summer, where she hopes to give the 200-mile paddle another try. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.